The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has snagged companies like Tesla, Apple, and Switch, among about 130 others. The massive industrial park opened in the early 2000s, thanks in part to the passion and perseverance of Dean Haymore, who has served as the Director of Building and Community Development for Story County. Haymore has just retired, and he spoke with our contributor, Brooke Bentley, to share some of his insights and memories.
Dean Haymore, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So let's dive right into it. Tell us a little bit how you started your involvement with the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
30 years ago, I started with Story County, and I knew that Story County and the state of Nevada could not depend on tourism and other kind of revenues that they were used to. So I went to the county commissioners, and we were unique in Story County that we were 95% privately owned. So I went to the county commissioners and asked them if I could start putting together a master plan and a zoning plan and start the industrial park. Believe it or not, I only had $5,000 to write the master plan. So I came to Chris Exline here in UNR and asked him how I could get this master plan. He gave me 19 of his graduate students, and each one was assigned their thesis on our master plan. So I got 19 theses that we took together, and then we hired a gentleman to put everything together. And I think after my 37th version of that master plan, we created a Story County master plan for $5,000. And it was a master plan for rural Nevada. We did not want a big corporation or company to come in and build it from somewhere else. And it worked.
Part of the reason that you're here today is you're moving towards retirement. So what has your career been like working out there?
It's unbelievable. I have had a fantastic career. I've always visioned 100 years plus out. I've always said, nobody can tell me I can't do anything. And so don't tell me I can't do it, because I'm going to figure out a way to do it. And that's what I did with this master plan with Story County. We got what we call Team Story, a great team of people that work together. So what we did is we tried to get rid of the bureaucracy out of government. I'm the first one to tell you, I've worked for Story County for 30 years, but I do not like government and I don't like taxes. So we run Story County like a business. We have taken out what they call scheduling risks out of these big companies. We have set a zoning and a master plan up that is automatically, they're approved. All they have to do is submit their plans and start construction. And so, like the Tesla will tell you this. When they came to the table, they asked, what is the process to come into Story County? And I had three permits ready through my staff. I had a mass grading permit ready. I had a 1 million square foot building permit ready. And I had a 5 million square foot building. And I didn't know what they were going to do. And so they asked, how long is the process to get our permits and everything else? And I opened up my binder and I put these permits over. And I says, here's your permits. And they said, you don't understand. We want to know how long it's going to take to get a permit. I said, you don't understand. Here's your permit, and the only thing it says on special conditions is when you have approved plans, you can start. And they said, well, if we submit you grading plans on this Wednesday, can we start on Monday? They submitted grading plans to Story County. I did a plan review of about 90 hours the rest of that week, and on Monday morning, they started moving 3.5 million cubic yards of dirt, and they moved that in 28 days.
Okay, Dean, so I have to ask, what's your favorite company?
Well, that's a loaded question. I have a lot of them. It's just very unique out there in the industrial park. We have a company that's been out there since the 1960s called Duraflex. They build all the diving boards throughout the Olympics and the colleges, and we're very proud of them. And that was invented by the father, and he was an engineer in the airplanes in World War II, and he took a wing design and designed his platforms and his diving boards. And then his daughter took over, and then she sold it to the workers out there, which is a great story. Keep it in the family, but keep it into the workers so they have pride. We got million square footers. Tesla is about 7 million square foot right now. So it's important, the big companies that are corporate America, corporate through the world, we make sure that every detail is taken care of and meet with them and talk with them. And then the little mom-pa, family-owned, with two or three employees, that's important. That's what made America great, is the family-owned companies that came in and built. So they're all my favorite companies, every one of them. They all have challenges. But what makes me so happy is to see every employee that's getting a paycheck, going home, feeding their family, able to have a place to live, buy food, and progress.
Dean, I think it's easy to say that you've been busy over your career with Story County. So why retirement? Why now?
Well, a lot of people ask why retirement. I've got 30 years in. It's been a great career, very fulfilling. I have 12 grandchildren. I'm very family-oriented. And I'm sorry if I cry at things like that. But all of my grandchildren, our grandchildren and our children live in Utah and Colorado. We want to see them grow up. We want to be part of their lives. And we want them to know their grandparents. So that's the main reason. And my health is not the best. I'm getting up there in age. And my wife keeps on reminding us, you know, we only got maybe 10 good years. And so there's other things out there for me to do. And I'll never walk away from Story County. I'll never walk away from the state of Nevada. I love them both. And I will work as hard as I can to help them.
Dean Haymore, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
That was Dean Haymore, who recently retired from Story County, speaking with our contributor, Brooke Bentley. She's with Sierra Nevada Media Group, which publishes the Northern Nevada Business Weekly.